All right, guess who's back, you guys? It's a surprise. I told y'all I was going to be taking a break, but I'm here. Welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Hoeing, a confessions podcast. I'm your host, TK, aka the Sexual Pope, where I like to get the business from the streets and to come from the sheets. I am sitting with a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest today. You like that one?
Myself.
No, this is a podcast. This is not the podcast where we need composure. This is not the podcast.
As long as I know ahead of time, then we're fine.
Okay. This is not NPR.
You're not Ira Glass? Got it.
Okay. Oh, no. I was just listening to This American Life, actually. The conventions episode, I was like, what the fuck?
I fucking love that.
I love it. So, guess, may I ask, what would you like us to call you today?
It's weird to like say it because nobody calls me this. It's just like my Twitter handle, but you can call me Diesel or C Diesel.
All right, C Diesel. I'll go with that. CD.
That works too.
So, on our first segment of the podcast, I like to get to know my guest and his sexual evolution. And what I want to know today is, you know, from vanilla to kink, where did you start? What type of porn were you watching? Was you watching? And then, also, on top of that, like, where did the shift happen? Like, what? So, for me, I think I was just randomly watching, I think I started out, I think we got straight porn, I think. And then, I've been watching porn for so long. I think it's straight porn. I remember the shift went from, I started, so this is old school. So, my parents used to have, like, this thing where I couldn't watch, like, internet. They used to check my history. So, I'd had LimeWire, I would download like porn from LimeWire, and the porn used to be vintage, and it would be like 1980s porn, and they had Jerry curls, and they all were sweaty and shiny, and I'll never forget it. It was so hot. It was a good time.
Sweaty and shiny.
Oh, they was glistening.
You know, it was good sex then.
Yes, and that's when I first got like saw. Because I think the porn in 2007 around, or 2008 around that time was very like condom focused.
Oh, yes.
So that was the first time I really started watching raw porn, I was like,
This is how it's supposed to be.
Is this what it looks like?
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. In the gym. Like they always they had the gyms with the little shorts on and the little tank tops.
Oh my god.
And the Jerry curl.
That sounds it's weird to say. You say Jerry curl reminds me of my dad because he used to have a Jerry curl. So now I'm like, no, but I guess like in terms of like where I started. So you were talking about like what you were doing was old school. So I'm a few years older than you. Old school for me was like watching straight porn, like my stepdad or my cousin's straight porn, but it was like VHS. So it'd be like sneaking in like the closet to like grab a tape, trying to like rewind it or fast forward it back to where like it originally was so you don't like get caught or whatever. And then that was like probably when I was like in middle school or something. And then once I got into like high school, I would do like LimeWire and download and shit and all that stuff. But it was mostly like not so much bareback porn, because like you said, it was like all condom focused, but it was mainly like, I don't know if you heard like Corbin Fisher and Sean Cody and all that shit. I don't know why. That just was always like the easiest to find, because it's like production companies or like internet companies, so you can just search that one, like Corbin Fisher, and then like a bunch of shit will come up.
You say Corbin Fisher, is that the name of that actor on Disney Channel?
No, that's Corbin Blue, and I'm really upset that I know that.
Like, I keep thinking of some light-skinned man with some curl.
That's Corbin Blue from High School Musical. Jesus Christ, why don't I know that? No, Corbin Fisher was, like, porn on the internet, and they would always have, like, it was usually, like, white dudes. Okay. They would always have these, like, really fit, like, white dudes who were like pretend they were like straight, quote unquote. Then it's like, oh, their first time like hooking up and like gay for pay sort of shit.
I think I remember.
But it's like all that like Corbin Fisher, Sean Cody, all that shit. Like it was basically the same. But she's like, all that shit is staged, like whatever, gay for pay stuff. And then when I got into college, like I still watched that kind of porn. But that's when I really started having sex with. I'm gay, by the way, obviously. The Corbin Fisher shit didn't give away.
Or the Corbin Blue.
Or the Corbin Blue, yeah. I go to the Disney fans, like, I'm this fag. Of course you know. But, like, in college, like, my first, well, it wouldn't be my first sexual experience, but, like, one of my first sexual experiences was cruising. So, like, I would, like, be, like, in the, like, grad school library or the undergrad library, and it's very, like, foot tapping under the door, like all that sort of shit, which is really, this was probably like back in like the early 2000s, mm-hmm. I would say like 2003, 2004, whatever.
Are those like techniques, but are those methods still used today?
I'm sure they are. I mean, like, people still cruise and stuff, but I don't think people are doing it as much. But like, if you go on like Twitter or XTube or any of that stuff, like, you can search that shit, but I think it still is, but not as much now because you got like Grindr and Scruff and mm-hmm. just the internet and shit in general. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like sucking dick in between like studying for finals and like the grad mm-hmm. library. Or like the first time I actually topped someone was actually in like an undergrad library in the bathroom, which is nice. How romantic, right?
I know that is right. Was it like, was that just like a random hookup, or was it like,
no, it was, yeah, it was just some rando, like,
oh, excuse me.
Oh, no, you're fine, you're fine.
The bitch got cold.
A little chilly in here. Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, just some random dude, like, so I would like go into the undergrad library, grad library, whatever it was. You sit like in a stall, close the door, like your feet down, and then usually like someone will sit next to you, or you go sit next to the next stall of them, and then you kind of like inch your foot over closer and closer to them, and then like it's a little tap thing. I sound so fucking old, but you would do that, and then, you know, you signal for somebody to come over to, or come to the other side or whatever. Then I remember the first dude, he was like an older white dude, probably like, I don't think he was a professor, but he was probably like in his 30s, so he probably worked at the school or something. But I was like sucking his dick, and I love sucking dick, like it's one of my favorite things in the world. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was like sucking him, and then he started sucking me, which at the time I wasn't really super into, but like he did it, and he pulled out a condom and like bent over, and I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. And then mm-hmm. I fucked him. I didn't come because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. That was like the first time that I actually like fucked another dude, and I think after that, I became a bottom, because I don't know why, like that's just kind of like where my proclivities like started, I guess. Like mm-hmm. the first dude that ever taught me was in college, and I was like maybe 19. He was like 25. He was in grad school. Mm-hmm. He was like this foreign exchange student. And he like invited me over to his like dorm or whatever. We made out, and then we started fucking, and he did this like really weird thing where he started like licking my eyelids. Ooh. I don't know. I'm still trying to think. I'm like, is that a thing? Like, is that some shit that people do? Like, are people out here licking eyelids and shit? But yeah, that was the first time I got fucked, was a foreign exchange student who licked my eyelids.
No, we're not just about to graze over the eyelids.
Yeah,
we're,
I was like,
we got to ask. I got to ask more on that. We're not about to just skip over that.
I don't have an eyeball kink or fetish. I just want
to. How did it feel? Like, I have.
It was kind of gross because it's like
wet.
It's wet. Yeah. It's just like wet. Like it's gross. Like, where you just blink. If you can see, even if you just had a reaction, just like blinking, because the thought of having someone like lick your eyelids is disturbing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was 19, so I was just like.
Did you? Okay, so did it happen one time and then? Okay, so you're like, oh, but then by the second time, did he do it again? Like, yeah, back to back to back.
I mean, probably. I've maybe said like three. I would say four times back to back. So it was like twice per eyelid. I don't think. Sorry, I snorted on this fucking podcast. I don't think that, like, I don't remember him doing it consistently, because I think I would have been really freaked out if it like consistently happened. But at the time, it was just like, I didn't know, and I was like a fat kid in college, so I was just like, oh, somebody's paying attention to me, and I was mm-hmm. out. Yeah, it's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. And he was a nice guy, like, nothing, that was probably
not the
weirdest
thing. Just,
yeah, exactly. It just was weird at 19, and it would be weird at like 35, which is,
I mean, sitting here at 28, it's a little odd here. Yes.
Yes. Maybe do an informal survey. I want to know, like, if people are like, I guess I could just Google it, but no.
Yeah, I feel like this is something where you gotta ask the people. You gotta get your feet to the ground. You gotta get this. You gotta get
this. Some investigative journalism. Yeah. That's what you need. That's what you need.
That is some boob journalism.
Ask, Don Lemon out there asking people on the street.
He outside of bathhouses. What a microphone.
What you just doing there? Do you like somebody's eyeballs?
What you doing? What you like doing over here? What you doing?
I got like way the fuck off topic. I'm sorry. But yeah, like even like my first sexual experiences were always kind of like taboo. Like obviously gay sex to most people is taboo anyway. Mm-hmm. But like cruising and shit, the fact that that was my first sexual experiences, like from that point on through like most, if not all of my 20s, I was a bottom. Mm-hmm. And that was like the only way that I could come is if somebody was fucking me. And then I started dating a guy who was like more versed, so I started topping a little bit more. And then I was like, okay, like I can get into this sort of thing. And then once I got like something happened, I don't know, like once I got to like my 30s or like my late 20s, like I think I started dating more guys that were bottoms, or but something switched and I was like, oh, like I really, really like topping. And it's not, this is gonna sound weird to say, but I'm apparently good at it. So I'm just like, oh, let's like lean into this and it's fun. And then like where I am like now, I would say I don't, it's hard to say like if I'm kinky or not, because to me it's just like the fact that like how explicit am I allowed to be, like okay, I don't know.
I just said you can get the business from the streets and the cum from the streets. There is literally I will say that's my favorite question for my guests to ask. I get asked that like every three or four guests. It's like, how bad, how nasty can I talk on this set? Exactly. Like,
get how dirty. Specific can I be?
Gird. I mean, well, not gird. Gritty. No.
Cause like okay, so I like, like I'm a big old slut. Like I consider myself a slut, and I'm fine with it. And I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I love, like, I only fuck raw. Like I don't use condoms, but I'm on PrEP and I get tested like every month and a half because I'm such a hoe. So I try to like be like as responsible about it as possible, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like I love fucking dudes that have had like have like a bunch of cum in their ass, or they've been like taken. Yeah, exactly. Or a third or fourth or fifth or 12th or whatever. So I love that. I love like, I like eat cum out of guys' ass. I like threesomes, but usually my favorite type of threesome is like two bottoms and then me is like the top. Like that's like the fucking best. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say. Like I don't. To me, those things aren't necessarily kinky because I know so many people that are into those same things. Mm-hmm. So now it's hard to be like, oh, is this taboo or not? Like whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like where I am now. Like I like going to bathhouses sometimes. There are some bars. I live in Chicago. There are bars in Chicago where it's like, you know, the bar's on the first floor, second floor is just all about like, you know, socializing and fucking and all that sort of stuff. Like I'm pretty open to most things. But yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe my entire life I've been kind of like somewhat slutty, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. There was no shit. It's been kind of gradually into it.
I think the biggest shift is more like less about like sex and more about my like ideas around it or the relation around it. Like in most of my life, the idea of like open relationships seemed like strange to me, and I'm like, I don't, like, why not just be single? Like, and now I'm in a place where I'm like, oh, I can only be in an open relationship at this point. Like, I think I think my ideas around sex have shifted, but I've always been kind of like, you know, a hoe, I guess, for lack of a, well, no, that's a good word. But yeah,
that's a good word.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I like that better than Delilah.
Is she going to be on that? I can't talk like this on her show.
Please. So, okay. So I do got to say something. I want to make a comment. So is it less kinky if more of people knowing about it? So is that what you're saying? Is it like, it's not a kink anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. That it's like when people on like Scruff or Grindr or Jack or whatever, and they ask like what are you into, or like what are you, or I have on one of my profiles that like I'm filthy or whatever. They're like, oh, what does that mean? And I'm just like, to me, it doesn't seem filthy to say those things because I know so many people. Like to me, it just feels like, is this just what gay people do? Like that's just kind of how it feels to me, unless it's something like super kinky, like fisting, which I've never been fisted, but I fist guys and I fuck up, like fisting bottoms. I guess like that's more of a specific kink, or if it's like being tied up, that's not something I'm into. So I guess those things are sort of kinks, but I'm not like super into those things. Those are just things that I do if like other people want to do them, or you know, just watching it is kind of hot, I guess.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
You know, if you just stumble onto it.
Yeah, like there's, I've learned that in the last like couple of years. I'm like, oh, I really like fucking dudes that use big toys or fist a lot that are kind of like more open and all that sort of stuff. I feel like I'm getting very graphic, so I apologize mm-hmm. if it's too much. But yeah, that's, to me, I'm just like, oh, that's, it's just like a part of things, part of like being gay, or at least in my gay circle. Because mm-hmm. there was one time, so I'm like, I'm on Twitter a lot, so there's, I saw like some guy that I follow who's pretty like hoey on Twitter, and he posts videos and shit, and he like tweeted something about like, don't hit me up if you've just been fucked by somebody else or you got like a load in your ass. And to me, I was just like, wait, there are people who like don't like that? Like, it took me a minute to be like, oh, I guess there are people who aren't into all the same shit that I am. But it was just kind of like, oh, I guess, to me, it was just like so fucking weird and foreign that anybody would just be like really opposed to that. But I don't know what that says about me, but
it says, I don't know. I don't know what it says about you, but more of what it says about the other people. That's because true. I'm also thinking, because on Twitter, I saw something. I seen one porn star shame another porn star about how many people that porn star has fucked. And I'm just like,
that doesn't make sense.
It don't make sense.
That don't make no sense.
Because and regular, I'm not even about to judge you guys. Not the OnlyFans, the porn star, the mm-hmm. porn girls, but I mean, just in regular society, people who don't do porn for a living, we're looking at all y'all the same. There is really no difference to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when I heard that, I was like, But no lie, I like a sloppy second, and I don't mind. It's me.
If it's good, it's good.
Yeah. And plus, I like visuals. I'm a visual person. So, you know, seeing that come on my penis is something that I like. But anyway, let's take a break before we head into the next segment. Bow.
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. Fucking play. You know nothing about that.
All right. Welcome back, you guys. Forgot the name of my podcast for a quick second. That usually happens. Welcome back to Sets, Lies, and Hoeing, a confessions podcast. I am your host, TK, again, sitting here with C. Dizzle, ready to tell the shizzle. What's up, my nizzle?
I'm great. I'm a little high.
That's how I like my guests. That's how we get down at there, right, Ben Hoppers? I look down at the mic like they were there.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to pull it together.
No need. So let's do this. So we're going to hop into the second segment, the lie portion. So, see this. What is a lie that you have told someone or someone told you sexually?
I feel like I might tell two, because I don't feel like the two are like particularly great, so I'll just say two. Actually, one is like very recent, in the last like probably like 2 months or so. So I'm in an open relationship right now with someone. We have a very unique setup in the sense that we live in the same apartment and we live across the hall from each other. Mm-hmm. So they're like, there are no secrets or anything like that. But there was one day where some dude hit me up on like, I think it hit me up on like BBRT. And BBRT essentially is like a website. It's not an app because they can't be like on an Apple store or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a website where people just go, like, it's all about like raw sex. Like, that's, you go in there, like, you know what you're there for. That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And some dude hit me up on BBRT. He was like an older dude. Not like, I like all types of guys. I don't really have like a type or anything. But he's an older dude. And I was like super, super fucking horny that day.
How horny?
I was like, so this is going to add some context. So like I said earlier, that I'm like a bit of a hoe, like to the point where on average, depending on the week, I'll fuck like two people a day, which is like really weird to say that out loud. But there was like that day, I think I like fucked one guy in the morning. And I have this thing where like if I'm fucking somebody or whatever is, I have sex with someone and it's not particularly good, I get a little frustrated because now it's like, well, now I need to have sex again because I need to like get this bad taste out of my mouth. Like, that's
this bad juju.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this can't be the last time I fucked today. Like, what if I die tomorrow? Like, this can't be it. So the dude, like, the guy hit me up at BBRT. So I was like, yeah, I just need to like fuck this dude, whatever. And then I told my boyfriend, like, hey, I'm gonna have this guy over, blah blah blah. Like, you know, I'll text you after, whatever. And the guy comes over and we're like making out and, you know, starting to have sex, whatever. And I just, like, for some reason, I just, like, wasn't into it. Like, he was attractive enough, but we were fucking, and he just kept, like, I can't really explain it. Like, he kept moaning, but like, and I don't mind moaning, but it sounded kind of like forced, and he was just kind of like moving around too much, and like, I think he was like trying to put on a show too much, and I was just like, I can't really do this. So at one point he had to go pee, so he went to the bathroom, and then I just texted my boyfriend. I was just like, call me. So the guy comes back, my boyfriend calls, and I answer, and my boyfriend's just really loud. He's like, I need you to come into the office right now. It's very, very important. And I'm just like looking at the dude. I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, it's work, that sort of thing. He's like, oh yeah, I know how it is, blah, blah, blah. And then he just like basically leaves, and my boyfriend comes over. He's like, God, it was that fucking bad. He was only here for 10 minutes, and you had to like text me. But that's essentially it. I don't think that's a particularly great story.
Did y'all end up fucking afterwards?
Oh, me and my boyfriend?
Yeah.
So we didn't, because like, God, this is so ridiculous. This is really holy. There have been a couple times where like, there's one time where I had like gonorrhea, so he and I weren't fucking at all, obviously. And then this time, like, he had like chlamydia or something, so we weren't fucking, so we couldn't fuck that week. Mm-hmm. God, that's really holy. Get your, you know, STD test done regularly, folks. Mm-hmm. It's good to stay informed. But yeah, so we didn't have sex after. I'm sure I found somebody like somewhere to fuck, but I just don't remember like who or what the situation was. Cause there was no way I was like just go and have the date and like that. That would have been fucking awful. But yeah. And then what's the other one? Oh, sorry, I'm high now. I'm like forgetting the second one. Oh, actually, the second one is also kind of recent, from probably like 6 months ago. So I think I told you like when we weren't recording, but I have this thing where I've learned in the last like year or two where I really enjoy fucking guys with like loose holes. So like guys that are into fisting or have been fisted a lot or use big toys. That's not the only type of guys I like, but the thing I don't like tight holes. Like, I just don't. Like, if you're going to try to entice me, don't fucking tell me how tight your hole is. I'm just like, that isn't
interesting. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I'm just like, that isn't, I'm sure that's great for some people, but that's not where my interests are. But there was this guy who I met on one of the apps who came over, and basically we were fucking, and all he kept saying, like, he just kept talking about how, like, oh, you got me so open, you like this, like, loose pussy or whatever. And he's just, like, clamping down, like, hard as fuck, and I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, no, like, you're, no, I was like, this is not, I was like, no. I was like, you're fucking lying, don't say, like, how are you, like, clamping down? It's like, the thing that I don't like about really tight guys, like, it's uncomfortable for me, like, especially if you're too tight, and it can be, like, painful. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, it's just, like, having something just grip your dick is not hot. Mm-hmm. But if you're more, like, open, like, I feel like there's more, like, room to maneuver. I like to consider myself like a pretty, intuitive, intuitive person about sex anyway, but especially as a top. So I like to like kind of like navigate around like, oh, what part really likes, you know, this person really like, or if I go up, is this what they like? Or if I go to the side, like that sort of thing. Like that's like, fucking is like a puzzle for me, like a Rubik's cube. And and that's really fucking exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you enjoy pleasing.
I do. Okay. Like, I love it. It's like, if this were like a kink or a fetish, like, I would say my fetish is like pleasing bottoms. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my favorite thing. Like, it's kind of like, it's weird to say, but it's kind of like almost like a persona that I've taken on, because I have an alt Twitter and all that sort of stuff. It's like my thing. Like, it says in my profile, like, my goal is to like please and breed as many guys as I possibly can. And I just, like, I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, it's almost like one of my friends, he's always like dragging me for some shit. But he had like a friend coming from out of town. He was like, oh, my friend's coming, like, he's, you know, taking loads tonight, whatever, you should go fuck him. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. He's like, but don't do your fucking love fucking. He's like, you know, you like to put on a show. And I was like, that may be true, but also, yes, that's true. But yeah, I just love it. Like, it's almost like it's more like putting on a show for myself, which sounds weird, because it's like, I'm like looking at this person, I'm seeing how, like, if they're like really happy, how into it they are. Like, I don't know, it's just fun. I don't know how we got here. I'm so sorry.
Let me take you to the next question. So would you say that is basically would you consider yourself or would you ever do be a sub top?
It's actually funny. So the guy that I'm dating, my boyfriend now, like he's very sub, like he's very sub bottom. But there's times, a lot of times actually, where I do become more of a sub top, where like I'll just like sit back, relax, he'll blindfold me, or he'll like restrain my hands and then just like go to town on my dick and like play with my nipples for like an hour, and just like, and he'll just like get up every few minutes and be like, this is my dick, isn't it? I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, we have we switch back and forth between who's more like sub and dom. I'm like officially like the dom, like the daddy or whatever, and he's like the pussy boy is what we call it. But yeah, but it does kind of like switch. Or if we're in a threesome and like he's like the bottom and then there's another bottom and I'm fucking one, like I'll tell the guy I'm fucking, like, you know, thank him, I'll say my boyfriend's name is Mike. That's not his name. Mm-hmm. He's like, thank Mike for letting you use his dick, like that sort of stuff. Mm. Like he, yeah. So we kind of like go back and forth between like the sub dom thing. So but I don't think I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that with like anyone, and I don't really do that. I don't do that with anybody else actually. Yeah, no, because it's like I have to feel like really comfortable, and I just feel really comfortable with him. So we just like lean into that. But yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, do you want to offend? I guess. Anything else
to say about Jesus that line? Oh no, the line essentially was, I like pretended like I came when in reality I didn't, and I thanked the guy for his like quote unquote loose pussy and sent him on his way, and mm-hmm. I'll never fuck him again. He's a nice guy. He was nice enough, but the whole, I'm like, why, you can't lie to both of us. We're both doing this right now. Like, what the hell? Mm.
Yeah. Who's both of you? You and your penis?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He has a feeling, goddammit. God, he has damn heart. It. God damn.
God damn it. This is not the Tin Man.
He is delicate. God damn. Just because he's hard doesn't mean he doesn't have feelings. Mm-hmm. Tops have feelings too. Tell your friends. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Buy your top some dinner. Take your top out.
For real. I was like, I've had someone cook for me after sex. That was nice. You don't have to do that all the time, but that's nice. Aww. But tops take your bottoms out to dinner, too, because they are the ones, they need it more than you do.
Yeah, because them bitches hungry.
Exactly.
Hello, can a bitch be nibbling on crackers, right, and kale salad like, the whole day?
What'd you add? Broth?
I have hope, honey. That's what I had. What you have for breakfast, girl? Hope. With a little bit of sadness, you know?
Hopefully this dinner will be worth it.
You know, lunchtime, two shots, yeah. Ready. Gone.
Oh my god.
So let's go ahead and emoji our way into this. Sometimes I move, I like to use different words. Usually I like to just say move our way into it.
Mosey into it.
Yeah, we're going to go a little slow today.
Yes, let's mosey.
Let's take our time.
Please.
Into the whole story, you guys. So what is popping? C-Dizzle.
It's C Diesel, but I like Diesel too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been. Oh,
You're fine.
You know when it just hits you, like, oh,
you're fine.
The joke took over.
You're like, am I Snoop Dogg?
Am I a crip?
Do a little crip walk and then we'll see how good that is.
Man, I got vertigo. Them niggas won't touch me. them
I like that having vertigo means you cannot be in a crip.
Automatically.
Now you gotta file some paperwork. Like, have you ever been convicted of a felony? That's fine. But do you have vertigo?
Sorry, dude. You know, we trying to enter into the BBB this year. We can't have people passing out.
It's like the same shit for like the military. You're like, oh, this is basically the same shit. Mm-hmm.
That's when they got it from the handbook.
The playbook. The crib playbook. Oh, my God. Oh,
so, what is your whole story? And I need a good one, and I need the details.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna be Barbara Walter in this thing, you know?
Okay. This is a good one. This isn't...
Whole confession.
Confession. Yes, mm-hmm. This is a good one. I will say this is a bit of a confession, and it's a little bit not, because like, I have, like, posted this, like, on Twitter before, but, like, nobody, obviously, like, people don't know, like, it, you know, it's, like, me necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of, like, a two-for-one, maybe. So, in Chicago, and in, actually, a lot of, like, European countries, they have this thing called, like the horse market party. I don't know if you, like, heard of this before, but essentially, it's this big party where all the bottoms wear, like, red hoods, and they are, like, blindfolded, and they're in this, like, room. You have, like, volunteers to help them, like, have them sit certain places or stand certain places, whatever. And they're called the mares. And then you have all these tops come in who are the stallions. So you basically just get to go around and just, like, fuck a bunch of guys, like, all the mares that you want, whatever. And the mares don't know, like, who's fucking and that sort of thing. So I went, the first one I went to in Chicago, there was this guy there. He was a mare. He was bent over, bent over standing this, over this, like, box thing or whatever. And he had a little white jockstrap on, and the waistband of the jockstrap on the back, it had, like, his Twitter handle. And then he had a little Sharpie marker around his neck that was hanging around the back. So basically the idea was, like, you fuck him, you see what his Twitter handle is, and when you dump a load on him, you put a little marker on his butt, that sort of thing. So basically I, like, fucked him, like, a few times when I was there, and whatever, like, the sex, he was just really good. And then I stayed until the party was over. It was at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and talked to him or whatever. We exchanged, like, Twitter handles and phone numbers. And we've become, like, pretty frequent fuck buddies, but he's also, like, a really good friend of mine too. But essentially he is dating a guy in another, city. So his boyfriend was coming into town, and he invited me over. He's like, hey, my boyfriend's coming into town. His boyfriend is also, like, a little bit more of a bottom. He's like, oh, I want you to fuck us both. He's like, oh, and I'm also, like, using my friend's sling. So he was putting his sling up in his room. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do that. So I went over to his house, and the friend who invited me over also, God, there's a lot in this story. He would ask his fuck buddies to, like, collect their cum for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. And they would freeze it, right? He would freeze it. So he had, like, a bunch of just, like, little cum containers in his freezer.
Ice pops.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, a little, like, it's weird because I collected some of mine for him, too. But they're, like, just, like, those little, like, little Ziploc Tupperwares. And the way he would, like, send them out, he would send you a little Tupperware. And at the top would have his phone number, his Twitter handle. And, like, when you're done, text me and I'll, like, come pick it up. It was very, very efficient process.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, he had these in his freezer. We
anal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Some anal queer was like, oh, I need to be very specific and precise about how I'm going to make this efficient. But essentially, like, I went to the guy's house. The sling was up there. He pulls out, like, some of the, like, cum pops, whatever you want to call them. They melt a little bit, and he takes a syringe and puts it in his, like, boyfriend's ass. And he wants me, like, fuck him with all these, like, loads in him. And I did. Like, I'm fucking him or whatever. Then another friend of theirs, like, comes over who was a top. So essentially it's, like, the four of us. And we're just kind of, like, swapping around having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I have my friend's boyfriend in the sling. He's on his back. He's got, like, at this point, I don't know how many loads we've put in him. But he's, like, full of loads. I'm fucking him on his back. There's just, like, cum splashing everywhere. And I guess, like, it was, like, so good for him, he just started, like, pissing on himself. So it was just, like, cum and piss, like, flying everywhere. Mm. And it was just, like, yeah, that was like a twofer hoe story, I think.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Eat your heart out.
Yeah.
Whitewater's got another.
I was like, what the fuck is the name of that theme park? White cum theme park. I'm going to open that next.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun. Yeah.
That sounds fun. So how did, like, okay, so how many, so at the end of the night, it was just four people?
Yeah, it was just the four of us, yeah.
How many times do you think you came in them?
I came twice, because I came once in my friend and once in his boyfriend.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, how many, like, frozen loads we had put in them at that point, but it was just, like, a fucking mess. And then I remember thinking, at the end, like, oh, God, I'm glad I don't have to clean this up. But it was fun.
Oh, was it a tour spot?
No, it wasn't in mine. It was at my friend's house. But I was like, I was glad. I'm like, oh, at least I don't have to do this.
Oh, you said you don't have to
do this. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. No, I was like, I don't have to do this. No.
So was the other guy, was he, like, just the top two?
Yeah, the guy that came over was just the top two, and he's like super into, like, I know him too. He's like super into like cummy holes, and like that's his thing too. So we just kind of like,
oh, so this was a whole thing. Yeah, a community.
Yeah, this is a whole thing. Well orchestrated. Yeah, that was fun. Mm. Yeah, I feel like. It's weird because when you were asking me like, oh, like a whole confession. It's weird because I've done a lot of things, but not a lot of things that like no one knows about. Like somebody knows about, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe there are things that I don't like tell everybody, but yeah, I have a very exciting sex life, and I am very grateful for it.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. God knows how to bless
us. I mean, he put it on the earth for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, and whoever the first dude was like, oh, let me, you know, put a dick in this guy's eye. Like, thank you to the ancestors or whoever the fuck that was. Shamalala.
God, he's so good. Why do it? You know what I mean? Well, you guys, that was that seems like to be a perfect time to stop. I am so happy that I have C. Diesel here, aka C. Dizzy, aka C. Dizzy. This was a great time. I told you guys I would pop in. Hopefully next, what month are we in? June?
We're in June, yeah.
Yeah, so July, I might have a little surprise episode and be back for the regular on back in August. Girl taking a summer break.
Yes.
But here for this. Thank you again, C. Diesel.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Work. Bye, you guys.